We're going next to a country where just having an election may count as a step forward. Ivory Coast, on the shores of West Africa, is emerging from a decade of political trouble. It faced rebellion and civil war. Now the people have voted for president. An electoral commission announces results today, as NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arkton reports.
Voting was largely peaceful in the main city, Abidjan, despite some reports of violence and irregularities elsewhere in the nation. But turnout is said to be down from the 84% who voted last month in the first round of the much-anticipated and much-delayed presidential election in Ivory Coast. Many blame the last-minute curfew imposed by President Laurent Gbagbo for discouraging and delaying voters. After casting his own vote, Gbagbo told reporters and enthusiastic supporters that the curfew was needed for their own security. Gbagbo then went on to say he was confident he would triumph and be re-elected as president. Opposition candidate, former Prime Minister Alassane Ouattara, was equally upbeat about his chances of winning the vote.
It is important for our country. We need with this election, with my election, that Cote d'Ivoire will be able to embark on real change to get out of this crisis and have a happy, happy future.
Ivory Coast has been divided since a 2002-2003 civil war left rebels in charge of the north. The election is meant to heal that divide. Whoever wins the vote will run the nation for the next 5 years. The question is whether the results of the presidential election will be deemed legitimate. That, says independent analyst Gilles Yabi, focused minds, but also tensions after years of divisions, ethnic violence, and questions about who is entitled to call themselves Ivorian.
It is an opportunity to end the crisis, but unfortunately, it's also a possibility to launch again the political crisis in the country if the election is not considered as being free and fair and the results are not accepted by both candidates. There have been some serious incidents.
Yabi warns that how Gbagbo and Ouattara react is crucial. The two held a courteous presidential debate Thursday night.
It remains to be seen if they will keep to their commitment to accept the results. And it's very clear that the two candidates who qualify for the second round, we have militants who already showed in the past the capacity to act violently. So yes, I'm afraid that the tension will mount as people wait for the first preliminary result from the Electoral Commission.
But 82-year-old voter Madame Coutouan Marie-Madeleine Nongui summed up the feelings of most Ivorians. She wants reconciliation, unity and peace after a decade of crisis and uncertainty.
Côte d'Ivoire, non, la paix, la guerre, non, on suis pas dedans.
We want peace. Our country needs peace. We're tired of war, says this elderly voter. No to war. We're getting old. We need peace. Ophébia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.